Hello again, loyal listeners. Welcome back to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologists. Neil and I are here today.
Meow.
We'll start by recapping the game last night.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Pass interference.
Neil had Packers minus -3, and I had Eagles plus +6. It's a theme for me this week.
I think one of us won, and one of us fucking lost.
I think teams that are 1-2 playing against teams that are 3-0. I'd be hesitant betting on the 3-0 team this week, and that was my angle last night.
And what I learned, game, is that don't bet on teams that are 1-2 against teams that are 3-0.
Well, Carson Wentz is actually a good quarterback, and I say that because the Packers played Joe Flaccid. Kirk Cousins can't win a game against a winning team. And I forget who else they played, but Mitch Trubisky. They played three underperforming quarterbacks, and Carson Wentz is a overperforming quarterback.
What stole the show, in my opinion, was the stupid-ass pass interference rule that is slowly ruining the fucking game. I'm only pissed because it didn't work out in my favor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is logical.
I think Davante Adams getting hurt lost you your bet, though. And
it looked like he was just cramping.
They said it was turf toe. And yeah, thoughts and prayers to Jamal Williams. He said today that he's okay, but that was a dirty hit by, I think it was Bennett. No, it was Barrett.
Yeah, that was brutal.
And yeah, that guy should get suspended. But
there was another player that was carted off last night on the Eagles.
Yeah.
The cornerback.
Yeah, they're really thin at corner too, so they need
Jalen Ramsey alert.
I know. Where is Jalen Ramsey going to go?
First game, we get Carolina at Houston. Houston's minus -4.
Kyle Allen, man. I'm not making it a lock or anything, but I think the Panthers cover the plus +4.
It's funny because the Houston Texans upgraded their offensive line with Laremy Tunsil, and I think they've gotten worse.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien.
Watson just gets hit on every single fucking
Bill O'Brien play. Loves seeing his quarterbacks get hurt. He's been doing it for years.
Every time Deshaun Watson goes back to pass, he just ends up either on the ground or just fucking in someone else's hands on the defense.
I think Bruce Irvin's going to play finally, but even if he doesn't, I still like Brian Burns, the rookie, a lot. The reason the Panthers lost the first 2 weeks was because their quarterback play was the worst in the league. And now that they have an average quarterback, or maybe even above average, the rest
he's
of the
team is already better than Cam.
Yeah, he is. He's better than an injured Cam, that's for sure. But I just think the rest of the Panthers team is so good. Christian McCaffrey, after getting stuffed against the Buccaneers on a mission, I don't think the Texans' run defense is good enough to stop McCaffrey.
I think Greg Olsen just had a back half career reignition from Kyle Allen. I think that's his favorite target, the safety blanket, and I don't really like this game at all, honestly.
Third leg Greg has proven that he's a better commentator and tight end than Jason Witten.
That's just a fact. Next game, we got Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore's minus -6.5 at home.
I got Ravens minus -7 as my lock. Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams have been DNPs all week at practice. It's a 1-2 versus a 2-1, so it doesn't fall in our system, Neil. Baker Mayfield has been trying too hard, I think. He's got one of the worst completion percentages in the league.
He's got Twitter fingers more than football fingers at the moment. He looks just mentally shook. I like Baltimore as well. I think I'm going to take minus -6.5 on this one.
The Ravens defensive coordinator, Don Martindale, said last week after losing to the Chiefs that he lost 4 pounds this week because he had to watch the film 3 times, and he threw up all 3 times. Mahomes
who
is out.
Who needs the flu when you just play the Chiefs?
Yeah,
you know?
Mahomes is giving people mono out here.
Yeah.
The Browns keep saying, Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield, they keep saying we are very close. It's like, cool. Being very close isn't being there. I'd rather bet on the team, the Ravens.
Fortunes by John.
I'd rather bet on the team, the Ravens, that has been there all season.
Agreed. We'll see how the over-under on how many across the field passes. Lamar
and it's in Baltimore, too.
Next game, we got Danny Dimes and the New York Giants at home against the Skins. Giants are minus -3.
Yeah, Matt Gay kicked the ball the wrong way. Daniel Jones is amazing, though. He's actually fast. It's weird seeing a white Giants quarterback run around the edge.
David Cutcliffe, the GOAT, the QB whisperer. He makes you run and throw.
Sterling Shepard was a big addition to that offense. They clearly needed wide receivers. And
Evan Ingram is just a
dude. He made some amazing catches last week. Jeez, that one-handed one was so impressive.
He's an absolute specimen.
Yeah,
Does Dwayne Haskins make an appearance in this game?
I think he should, but I don't think he will. Terry McLaurin is hurt his hamstring in practice today, and he's doubtful for the game on Sunday.
That's the only Washington Redskins receiver I could probably name to you.
No, so they got Paul Richardson.
Would not have guessed that. I would have probably guessed Vernon Davis before I would have gotten to another wide receiver.
I am looking forward to see how the Giants look with Daniel Jones and no Saquon.
One game is all I needed to see. I'm in. -3. Giants, let's do it. Let's ride. Danny Dimes, baby. The future is here.
The other New York City team, the Jets, are on bye this week.
Them and San Fran. They're just enjoying their weekend.
Yeah, San Fran's undefeated going into their bye.
Next game, we got Chargers at Miami. -15 for the Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers are my survivor pick in two pools, and then Rams are my survivor pick in the other two pools. Are you going Chargers with survivor?
I think it's time the Chargers need to actually sign a kicker and stop using their punter as the kicker.
Yeah.
This game scares the shit out of me if I was going to bet the Chargers.
Melvin Gordon's playing.
Melvin Gordon can go fuck himself. Sorry, that was rude. Probably tasteful as well. But if the Miami Dolphins were to make any game close, I think this is the one. Josh Rosen didn't look that bad last week. Their defense is playing better. I'm going to stay away from this game.
Dolphins fan, do you want to keep trading players?
It's been a good stretch of not trading players for the past
four months.
Xavien Howard is the only player that can guard someone on our defense and the back in the secondary. Kenyon Drake, to me, is expendable. Kalen Ballage can easily pick up his slack. If someone wants to give us a first or second round for Kenyon Drake, fuck yeah, let's do that.
Well, yeah, I don't think you'd get that good of a pick, but I didn't think a first round for Micah Fitzpatrick, so what do I know?
-7 Indianapolis at home against Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, this was going to be my lock, but T.Y. Hilton's doubtful. But I still have the Colts in my parlay. I'll get to my parlay later. Derek Carr's numbers look decent this year, but it's all been garbage time. Raiders were 3-11 on third down last week. Raiders have one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. Raiders haven't beat the Colts since 2001 when Gruden was their coach. I really do like Colts -6, but I'm staying away because of T.Y. Hilton being doubtful. If T.Y. Hilton plays, I'm all over Colts -6.
I like the over-under set at 45 for this game.
You going over?
Doors in the dome. Like you said, Oakland's secondary is dog shit. Jacoby Brissett has proven that he can lead this offense. Marlon Mack has not dropped off. Even if T.Y. doesn't play, I think they can still get that number.
Their offensive line is so good.
Yeah, I like the over-under. I'm going to take the over 45 here.
Sweet.
Kansas-Detroit. This is an interesting game. Apparently, the Stafford infection got hurt today in practice, so there is an unknown for the QB situation.
Yeah, it said it was his hip.
I think you need that to play football.
We
don't even know who their backup. Who's their backup quarterback?
We're recording this at 6 p.m. on Friday, so all the news for Stafford isn't out, and the line has disappeared, so it must be pretty bad. I think Dimebag Darrell and LeSean McCoy are going to be running all over the Lions' defense. Yeah, I just think the Chiefs are going to outscore them like they have all year.
Josh Johnson and David Blough are the backups in Detroit, so yeah. Whatever the spread is for the Chiefs, I think that's pretty safe. If Matt Stafford doesn't play, we got this is the most interesting line to me. New England -7 at Buffalo. If I didn't have a soul, I would bet -7 the Patriots here, but I refuse to bet on the Patriots in the regular season, so I just can't do it. But I think this is a good line from New England.
I'm excited to see how crazy the Buffalo fans get at 3-0. Last year, I think they threw a dildo onto the field during the Patriots game. I wish the game was at 4 so we could see Buffalo fans a little drunker, but that's okay. I'm excited for this game.
Maybe a shady blow-up doll? I don't know.
Yeah, it's something like that.
A shady blow-up doll. -7 Patriots. 3-0 for the Buffalo Bills, I feel like, is very overrated. Their first three games have just been against dog shit teams. New England just continues to chug along, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, I'm betting past -7. It's not a lot, but I think that's too low. I think they're going to win by double digits. James White is back. I think that's big because the Bills' rush defense is so good. But Edelman, James White, Dorsett, Gordon, they got enough weapons to beat the Bills.
And the New England's defense is coming. They sneakily are in like the top five.
They're the first team ever to not allow a touchdown in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that I don't. I think Josh Allen gets his first real test here.
Stephon Gilmore is the best corner in the league.
We'll see what happens with Josh Allen here. I think they get smothered. All right, next game we got Atlanta at home, -3.5 against the Tits.
Yeah, so this is one of those games. Titans are underdogs, so you bet them. +3.5. I'm staying away because I want the Falcons to lose so bad. And I don't.
Is this a revenge for them not winning for you last week?
I don't even know if I bet the Falcons last week. I bet them 2 weeks ago. But I just want the Panthers to win that division. I do think the Titans are going to win, but I'm staying away from that game.
My enemy is my friend.
Yeah, Julio Jones could have a big game, but the Titans are solid. Derrick Henry is going to run all over the Falcons.
Mike Vrabel went bold with the mustache last week in hopes of beating Gardner Minshew. That didn't work out for him.
I'm also
does
doing
he wear
this
a
news.
Glove? Does he wear one glove in his hand this week to get into Matt Ryan's head? We'll see.
Yeah, I'm done betting on Marcus Mariota. Him and Kirk Cousins, I can't bet on anymore.
All right, we got L.A. Rams, -9.5 at home against Tampa.
Yeah, this is one of those 1-2 teams versus 3-0 team. Staying away from this game. I think the Rams will cover. I have them survivor, but Buccaneers basically have to win. They don't have to win because they're in a shitty division, but they can't lose.
A can't-lose game versus a must-win.
Yeah, and the Rams can lose a game. Not that I think they will, but just not betting on that game.
Over-under set at 49, I don't like this game either. I think 9.5 is just way too many points for me to bet on the Rams, but I just don't want to bet on Jameis Winston and the Bucks either. So Arizona at home against Seattle, +5 for the home team for Kyler Murray. Did they finally get their first win?
They have a tie.
That's not a win.
That's like a win.
That might be their Super Bowl down there in Phoenix, but Seattle they just didn't respect Teddy Two Gloves last week.
Seattle has Jadeveon Clowney, but they still don't have a pass rush. You kind of need a pass rush.
Especially against a speedster like Murray, I think you need someone to contain him from fucking backing up 20 yards. Or you want him to do that. Either one. Let's see what happens. I like Seattle -5 here. I think they need to win this game to get back on track.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that game too. I do think Kyler Murray's good, though. It's been fun watching him.
Next game we got Club Dub and the Chicago Bears at home against Minnesota Vikings. Chicago is -2, and the over-under set at 38. So here's a stat for you. Minnesota is 0-1 on the road, and that's all I need for that stat. And I'm like the Bears here. I think that defense is going to demolish Captain Kirk.
Dalvin Cook, man.
Yeah, I think that game against the Packers last night showed that the Packers' run defense is not as good as we thought. And Minnesota, first three teams playing, including the Packers, they have shitty run defense. This is going to be the biggest test for them and Dalvin Cook.
This game confused me because I like Mitch as a UNC fan, but he's been bad this year. And then the second touchdown he threw to Tyler Gabriel, I've thrown Tide Pods into the washer harder than he threw that ball. I mean, it worked, but he doesn't look confident out there. And then Kirk Cousins, my brain just hurts because there's two bad quarterbacks, so I don't know what to do. So I'm staying away.
You take the defense.
Yeah, I got scared. Yeah, 38 is so low. I can't bet that.
That's hilarious.
They're daring you to take the over, and the under is going to hit.
Yeah, that's going to be I don't think this is going to be a fun game to watch at all. Points-wise, I think both teams are going to struggle. But I think the Bears can win, covered -2 very easily. They probably win by 3 points. And that's what I mean by very easily. Next game, also over-under set at 38. Denver at home, -3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Why is Denver favored?
That's unbeknownst to me either. Maybe because Jalen Ramsey just had a child.
This is one of those games. Well, Davante Adams had a child this week and he went off. This is one of those games where the line, there's no way, there's nothing we've seen this year has said the Broncos should be favored by 3 against any team in the NFL, besides maybe the Dolphins. I'm taking the Broncos -3. It's not a lock. I'm just going against the grain.
Some 4D chess here. So you're taking Denver based off the fact that they shouldn't be favored, but
yes.
Somehow that means that they should be favored.
Yes. Bradley Chubb and Von Miller finally step up after being way too quiet this season.
Gardner Minshew.
I know he's good,
Baker
man.
Mayfield, he's what Baker Mayfield wants to be. I don't think I can bet against that mustache.
Yeah, I'm going to sprinkle
really
a little
like
bit on
-3
here
for Jacksonville.
Yeah, you like +3?
I like the Jacksonville.
Oh, so we're on different sides.
Yeah.
I'm going to write this down.
Minshew, I think he's an upgrade for what they've had at quarterback for the last few years in Jacksonville. That defense is still legit. I think they can cover here +3. And it's honestly more of a fade of Denver.
Yeah. No, yeah. Why is Joe Flacco favored? It makes no sense.
Yeah, like that offense, cannot move the ball.
I really like my logic here. There's no way they should be favored, so I'm betting them. Vegas knows something we don't.
Well, the good thing is this game is going to have to be played, so we'll find out.
You got to think the public is on. I haven't looked, but I would assume the public's on the Jaguars.
Teddy Two Gloves at home in front of the NOLA crowd, plus 2.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep taking New Orleans until they put respect on this man's name. Plus 2.5 New Orleans. I'm taking it.
Yeah, Kamara looked so good last week. As a Panthers fan, I've tricked myself into saying I'm glad we drafted McCaffrey, even though Kamara went in the second round of that draft. But man, did Kamara look good last week.
I think, again, you're not giving credit to the man itself, Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves just threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage to Kamara, and Kamara ran 12 yards every time.
Hey, you know, it's the gloves.
Michael Thomas. Yeah, I'm staying away from that game. That's another one where I think the Cowboys should be favored by 7, and they're not.
Really? Yeah. In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Kellen Moore is the first college – he's the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, but he was the first college quarterback in FBS football to win 50 games. It's a little fun fact for you.
Boise State.
A lot of people would say Matt Leinart or somebody like that. But anyway, and then Kellen Moore's got that offense clicking. He's spreading the field and giving Dak the ability to throw.
He's essentially making Dak money at this point.
Kellen Moore, yeah, he really is. Kellen Moore is doing what Matt LaFleur can't. So the Packers have 6 points in the fourth quarter of this season, and the Cowboys, every time the game's close at halftime, like the Redskins game, for example, they just turn it on in the second half. I think Kellen Moore is amazing at making adjustments for a young offensive coordinator. So I'm just going to take them. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on the Cowboys -2.5.
Okay, back-to-back games, opposite sides. Let's do it. I think Kellen Moore is not only making Dak money, he's also saving Jason Garrett's job. This game being in New Orleans, after that performance Teddy Two Gloves put in Seattle, I like +2.5 here. Honestly, might take the money line as well.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on that. Jason Garrett always has the jobs as long as Jerry Jones is the owner. It's like Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. As long as they're alive, he's going to be the quarterback of the Bengals, Andy Dalton, and Jason Garrett's going to be the coach of the Cowboys.
Well, it seems to be a bold strategy for Jerry. Hasn't worked out for him yet, but the future is still the future, so we'll see what happens. The worst game possible they put on Monday night. So the last game we're going to talk about is Pittsburgh at home, -4 against Cincinnati Bengals. Mason Rudolph gets primetime television.
Yeah, the Bengals defense is so bad, but then the Pittsburgh Steelers defense looked a little better last week with Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm staying away from that game, but if I did bet on something, it would be the over. What's the over at, like 49?
Yeah, it's at 45, yeah.
Oh, 45? I thought it was 49. I read that wrong. Yeah, well, I'm sprinkling a little bit on the over, but I'll post that on the site on Monday morning. If I change my mind or whatnot, go to the site, sportsologist.com.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel on Monday night instead of watching this game.
Yeah, some Monday Night Raw or something. I do my parlay for the weekend. So it starts with Valencia Bilbao over 2. That game's at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Valencia just tied Getafe 3-3. So I really like that over 2. And then it goes Liverpool against Sheffield United. Liverpool's 5 points ahead of Man City. Sheffield United did just beat Everton 2-0, but Liverpool, Mane's not that hurt. Salah, Firmino, I mean, you know their players. And then I'm doing Juve. Juve's 2 points behind in the table, so then they need a win. I'm doing Bayern against Paderborn. Bayern's 2 points back of Leipzig in the Bundesliga. I'm doing Man City against Everton, who just lost 2-0 to Sheffield. And then I'm doing TCU against Kansas. As 17-point favorites. And then I'm doing Michigan State against Indiana. And that's the whole parlay. So here, before you criticize, let me read it again. Did I even do the NFL? And then Colts and Rams. So it's Colts, Rams, Valencia, Bilbao over 2, Liverpool, Juve, Bayern, Man City, TCU, Michigan State.
So I love everything in that parlay except for that TCU game. Kansas was +20 against Boston College. They ended up winning that game by 24. They're +17 here at TCU. I kind of like Kansas here. I'm not going to bet on them, but you know, I want you to win their parlay, but that game scares me out of everything that you just said.
So for me, I think it's either Man City or Liverpool that loses it.
That's going to stumble. I just think
I don't think they will. But I think that
Man City and Liverpool are just head over heels above the rest of the league at the moment. They're going to continue their hot start. For me, that TCU game is what scares me.
And then Liverpool minus one at minus 170 is one of my locks as well. Mane is 40-10-0 at Anfield last time I checked. He's never lost a game at Anfield in the league.
Those are good odds. That's my lock of the weekend. Over 2.5 at minus 147. It is set at 3, but I think buying down to over 2.5, I think Liverpool scores 3 goals easy. That's my lock of the weekend at minus 147. Staying in the EPL, Brighton versus Chelsea. Brighton Hove and Albion sounds like a Williams and Sonoma knockoff, honestly. but over 2.5 in that game, minus 149, I really like that. Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, the Derby of Madrid. I think Real Madrid are in shambles. And
Whoa. They beat Sevilla 1-0, dude, my team. If they can beat Sevilla.
That midfield just looks so old.
Sevilla was up 2-0 on Ibar yesterday, and then Ibar came all the way back and beat them.
Yeah, I hate to see it. But back to the Madrid derby, I really like Atleti plus 0 minus 140. I think a changing of the guard may be in order in the capital. So, and then France League One, back to the over 2 model. It went 0-1-1 last week with a push. Montpellier versus Strasbourg over 2 minus 113. That's going to be my over 2 play for the weekend. And then looking ahead to Champions League on next Tuesday, Bayern Tottenham over 3 and Dortmund Slavia Prague over 3 as well, but that's not until next Tuesday, so we got some time until that. But let's go into college football.
You're all over the soccer overs.
Yeah. Backpedaling, let's go into Saturday college football. What do you have your eye on here?
Yeah, I really like Vanderbilt minus 7 as a lock. Oh, sorry, Katie, our other host is calling me. She can wait. Vanderbilt minus 7 is my other lock. Kayshawn Vaughn went off against LSU last week. If he can go off against LSU, he can go off against Northern Illinois. Vandy runs the ball well, and they stop the run well. Northern Illinois is weak against the run. Just like that spot.
All right. Anything else? Or
Yeah. And then I got Kentucky plus 3 as well. So Vanderbilt plays. So Liverpool plays at 7 a.m. minus 1. They're a lock. Vanderbilt minus 7 plays at noon. They're a lock. And then Kentucky plus 3 at night is a lock. So you can just keep building your bankroll. Kentucky plus Joyner.
From sunrise to sunset.
There you go. Joyner.
It doesn't stop.
Joyner, South playmakers injured. South Carolina hasn't beat Kentucky since 2013. Kentucky has a lot better of a pass defense. South Carolina can't stop anyone through the air. South Carolina's 110th in the nation in turnover margin. Sawyer Smith got hurt in their game last week, the quarterback for South Carolina. And their starting quarterback Wilson's already out for the year. So, yeah, it's Kentucky plus 3. It's a lock.
All right. For me, I got Clemson versus UNC. So I am 0-2 when betting in a game that UNC plays in. This is the week we're going to turn it around. Over 60. We're going to bet on both teams at the same time for points. Clemson, there's nothing that needs to be said about their offense, but I think UNC can put up at least 14 on that defense, maybe even 21. I think Clemson's going to 40 spot them. But over 60 in that game. It's in Chapel Hill, so Mac will get the home crowd going. I think UNC can put some points up. Notre Dame minus 10 against UVA. I think Notre Dame played their Super Bowl last week. They gave Georgia their best shot, and they came up short. Surprisingly to most people, they looked really well. I think they rebound here, minus 10. UVA did not play well against an Old Dominion team that also overperformed, but I think Notre Dame minus 10 against UVA at 126, minus 126. I like that line a lot. And then the night game, Ohio State. This minus 17 against Nebraska. So the last 2 years, Ohio State playing against average Big Ten West opponents at night with some sort of cancer story revolving the team and black uniforms for the opposing team, they're 0-2, both blowout losses. Nebraska came out yesterday saying they're not wearing black uniforms. Fucking idiots. So I think the omens are in the favor. Ohio State minus 17.
Yeah, I really like that too. I'm not going to bet it, but Ohio State has looked – they should have beaten by Indiana by even more, honestly. They've looked good this year.
I think Justin Fields is slowly playing his way into the Heisman conversation. Ryan Day, the head coach of Ohio State, looking like the gold star for Urban Meyer as the successor for that program.
I think Urban Meyer's coming back to USC next year.
Hot take. Whoa. Yeah, I don't know if that cyst in his brain is going to allow that. We shall see.
Do you think Wisconsin or Ohio State's the best team in the Big Ten?
Let's see. of a gut reaction, I think Ohio State's better. Wisconsin's offense is just not even close to Ohio State's offense.
Tell that to those offensive linemen and Jonathan Taylor. They'll probably play
cornbread, Fred.
They'll probably play twice this year because they play in the regular season. I think they'll meet again in the championship.
Yeah, I think the winner of that game is going to decide the playoff picture, honestly. They both look just unstoppable and look like a showdown is inevitable to happen.
All right. Well, that's all. I'm going to do Penn State minus 6 tonight, but this podcast will already be out. Do you have a Friday night play?
Duke plus 3.
And so my locks are 2-1 so far. I went 2-0 on my locks last week, and then I've got 4 locks this week.
I'm 2-2 on my locks. Last week, the Radiators sounding pretty, baby. That kitty purrs. Last week was a good week on the locks. I'm going to throw in another rugby play. Do not follow this at all, but Uruguay. Plus, let's see.
Uruguay has a rugby team.
You're right. And they beat Fiji. And they were two mornings ago. Sorry. It was a 1:15 a.m. game. Uruguay plus 16.5 against Georgia. Game Sunday, also at 1:15 a.m. Do not follow that at all. But if you want free money, that should be a good game to watch. If you want a fun thing to watch, and if you're up at that hour, let's do it.
What time is that game?
1:15 a.m. Sunday morning.
Did you see all these things about Oladipo being the Masked Singer?
Yeah, I think it's smoke and mirrors. I think he is.
He quoted.
He's got a voice.
He had a quote. He said, "I keep getting that. Please stop adding me on Instagram. Look at me. Why would I want to hide this face? I like the man's confidence."
You got to roll with it.
Masked Singer T-Pain won it last year, and he actually did pretty good. You could definitely tell it was his voice, though, when they, like, masked the voice. You could tell it was T-Pain. He just has that, like, inflection, that, like, a little bit queer, a little bit high-pitched inflection.
I'm a bayou.
But anyway, there's some other NBA news, but we'll get to NBA later in the year. Thanks for listening.
Go Sports.
Locks and Thoughts, out.
Ologists.